Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Amen. Without further ado, I would like to introduce Joe Arview.
Good morning, everybody. Well, I was standing by my window on a cold, dark, cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling, come to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a banner on the waiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I shouldn't say that because I'm here. The Lord took care of me. Amen? He did. But my microphone was shorter, so I think I'm taller today. That's good. Anyway, my name is Joe. That's my last name. My first name's Hay. Do the math, people. Come on. Stay with me. I am from West Frankfort, Benton, and Thompsonville. I went to school in Thompsonville. In 1981, I was the valedictorian, and that C-plus is still on the record books there, so it's good, too. But I am proud to be here today. Hey, if you got a song that you want to hear, I probably don't know it. If you bought one of my CDs and you got a favorite song on that CD, I probably don't know that one either. So it goes downhill from here, but... All right, real quick, I see young people here, and as I sing that song, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, we got the people here to show that this is a great example of America, amen, rural America, red-blooded, you know, blue-collar America, and thank God for y'all hanging in there like this, amen. There's a lot of churches out here that are just closing the doors, and y'all, all you young people, it's really important that we continue to our work for Jesus. Amen. Amen. But how many of y'all, just so I get an idea of my demographic here, how many of y'all have taken a bath in a wash tub before? All right. I figured that. I did. And the young people are looking at me like, I don't even know what he said. Well, somebody, what was the number on the bottom of that thing? A 3, a 9? Something, I don't know. The only thing I know about it that I remember as a little kid was it's just this metal tub and they put hot water in it and never got warm. The bottom of it was always cold, and that's how you took a bath, and you wanted to be first, amen, on that one. So anyway, that was the that's the good old days, folks, kids. That's the good old days. And that was before video games. You know, there was an age when we didn't have video games. And, well, what did we do? Well, we had one toy. It was called Outside. We'd play outside. And mostly what we did, I really don't know, but somehow or another we entertained ourselves. And I got a lot of cousins. I got a big family, you know. And so most of what we did for entertainment was gather together and go play. Run and play. You know, you ever play Red Rover, Red Rover? Send that fat cousin over. Oh, I got some bad looks there. Don't look at me like that. I know it's wrong, but it's funny. So, I go on. And chase lightning bugs? Is that what you call them up here?
Yeah.
Lightning bug? Oh, I figured that. What do you do when you catch a lightning bug? Put it in the jar. You tear it in half, you murder it, and put the butt on your finger. That's how you marry your cousin where I'm from. I'm married 3 times, the time I was 6. I wish I was lying about some things I have to tell. Good old days. My grandma, man, she was old. She had to have been 50. But she would make popcorn on top of the stove. Remember that? The old black iron skillet. Shake that popcorn up. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook and chop wood. Good old days are gone. That's what these ladies are saying. No more of that. But anyway, I digress. Maybe. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you watch the news, you get frustrated. Amen?
Amen.
But how about this? How about we just admit it? The best days are yet to come.
Amen.
They are, for sure.
Son, you better slow down, keep your eyes on the day.
Thank you much. I like old songs. I like old people too. Man, I used to talk about them old people. Now I am one. You know, that happened overnight, didn't it? But I like old songs, and old songs have something in common. They all have something in common. They've all been around for a long time. So have old people, by the way. But there's another thing that these old songs have in common. They have the truth in them. And the truth is a mysterious thing. It is the truth no matter what, and it's alive. The truth is alive. There's a lot of talk about truth these days. Politicians like to talk about their truth. That truth, that, no, there's only one absolute truth. Jesus is the truth. He's the way and the life, but he is the truth. So the old songs like that, I remember this old preacher I watched preach one time. He's turning red in the face, spitting, slobbering, snotting, one of them preachers. Got his hanky out, by the way, I carry something here. You never know, might get excited up here. But I watched this old preacher and I thought, man, he was old. To me, 80 is kind of old. Never mind, 100 is kind of old. But this guy, I got a story for everything, sorry. But this guy was turning red in the face, preaching about Jesus on the cross, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And getting so excited, I thought he was going to have a heart attack. And I wonder how many times that old dude has preached that same message. But it don't get old. It gets newer every time it's preached. That's mysterious. That's like godly magic, amen? Like spiritual magic, but it actually is true. And here's an old song that hangs around just like that. I had it on the radio. It went to number 5. It's called The Wayfaring Stranger. too long. I'm on the go. Songwriter. Yes, sir. Are you agreeing with me?
Oh, you know.
All right. I got you. Well, I can't hear, so.
I said a little blues guitar, too.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In fact, that was a little Santana-ish, if I might say so myself. All right, but I'll do a little Texas music later, too, okay? So, anyway, I had a bad day yesterday. Anybody ever have that? Bad day? To me, a bad day is when you break down on the side of the interstate. Let me just tell you this. I'll hurry if I can. But God provided. And it was just so obvious that He did. Long story short, I look down at my heat gauge. It's going up. Get off the road. I'm on interstate a little bit north of Mount Vernon. So I pulled off, and the water hose had popped off, the heater hose. So it's a little hose, right? It had rotted into, my vehicle's way too old for me to be traveling this far. Anyway, and I'm not a mechanic at all. So I get out, I see the hose, I know what happened, it blew off. Yet, for some reason, there's a clamp on there. That doesn't make any sense because it didn't need a clamp on it. The way it was one of those, you know, molded things anyway. So I cut it off and it's you know what? It was too short, but it fit anyway. And that clamp went on that thing. And here I said with no water, right? I had two bottles of water, which I plan on drinking. And I look down the bluff. You know how the interstates are built up so high? And I look down the bluff and I think, it kind of looks like a creek down there. And I walk down that bluff with these bottles of water, or empty bottles now, and I'm finding bottles as I go. And some of them are still full of stuff. And it still smells like that a little bit in my Yukon. Pour the bottles out. I go down there to that creek, and I'm like, man, I can't get down there. It's like a, you know, into the creek. It's a bluff, and it's muddy. And I'm like, oh man, this can't be good. But I look, and for some unknown reason, there's like this gate, like a fence gate, that has been thrown off, like into that creek, and it was just right for me to walk on. And I thought, Lord, if you put this here, it's going to hold me. If not, I'm going to get real wet and muddy. And long story short, I make like 6-7 trips up that big old hill with these bottles of water and pour that in there. And I filled them up and brought them here. I still have them if y'all want to see the bottles. And I made it. And I kept thinking, I got to stop and fix this thing right. I got to figure out how to fix it right. And it's like the Lord just kept telling me, I fixed it. You just go on. It's going to be fine. Well, I made it to my place in Altamont last night. and a mechanic was there, and he said, come over to my house, I got some stuff, I can take care of that for you. And I said, well, I really don't have time, I got to get up to here last night and set my equipment up and all that. And he said, well, let me look at it. So I popped the hood, and he said, you're going to be fine. I thought, man, isn't that something? Even God said it'd be okay, and so did the mechanic. Amen. It's going to be good. Well, here's the moral of the story. It's really not up to me, is it? Well, that's hard to learn, though. It's not up to me. Well, years ago, I was broke down in the same place twice, and I wrote this song thinking about that. It's just called, Lord, It's All Up to You. Song, but I can't do Texas music without a yeehaw. I mean, it's just impossible. And in Texas, yeehaw means hallelujah. It does. So, how about it? 1, 2, 3.
Yeehaw!
I'll go with that one. That's good enough right there. Come on now, boys. Let's play. No dancing, though.
Sky. Tell me of that home far away. and carries me when I am too weak to crawl. And now I know love will flow everywhere I go, just as long as I hold on this hand of God.
Well, we just got a few more minutes, so I'd like to do a song for all the marijuana smokers. I'm always looking for that preacher that doesn't realize what I said and just sort of... But I did kind of... This song is about getting high. But it's not that kind of high, you know. Well, I guess it is. It's comparing that. But the highest I've ever been, down on my knees.
Sometimes I like to think, or even have a dream, that I can fly. Just walk on a cloud. Mountaintop, swing on jungle vines. Like a child on daddy's shoulders, a Ferris wheel or a house built in a tree. Any high in the sky just don't compare to the high that I found down on my knees. Lord, lift me up high enough to see heaven's door.
And then in March of 2021, I found out I had cancer. So I had colon cancer. And did a surgery and 6 months of chemo, basically another year of my life. I lost the use of my hands. I could still use them. I just couldn't play guitar for about five, six months. I couldn't fret the guitar. And that's when it was a good thing there wasn't a gun in the house. You know what I mean? Because it just made me crazy. Walked around the yard talking to the Lord. Chasing my little grandson. That was pretty good. But I got neuropathy in my feet. Couldn't hardly walk around, so then I'm not doing much of nothing. First thing I wanted to do, I wanted God to heal me. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to ask Him to do that. And I called, put it on Facebook, 700 and some people praying for me to be healed. And God didn't heal me like I wanted Him to. He healed me like He wanted to. And I'm going to tell you something. That year with the Lord was the most fruitful year of my life. Honestly. You know, you hear people say things like that and you think, there's no way that's absolutely true. You know, got on television, I thought, I'm gonna get on there and find one of them TV preachers that preaches about healing all the time. I'm gonna try that. Because I thought, maybe I don't have enough faith. Some of my friends told me that. They said, you got to speak it. You got all that kind of junk. And sorry. If it offends you, I'm sorry. But so, got on TV, and lo and behold, there's a preacher on there talking about faith healing. Imagine that. And it's a woman. I won't tell you her first name, because I don't want you to figure out who it is, but her last name is Copeland. And I don't know, she's maybe 70 or something like that. I don't know. But she's, and lo and behold, she's talking about faith healing, you know, and all them people out there in the audience. And it was, you are completely healed. You are from head to toe, you're completely healed. And I thought, that's what I want. And I looked at her and I thought, well, she's kind of a perky 70-year-old gal, you know. She looks kind of perky. And I thought, bet when she steps in the shower, it don't look like that, though. You know what I mean? I can just be honest here. Head to toe, healed head to toe. No, all disease and sickness is gone from my body. How come you still got gray hair? I mean, I'm being, I know it sounds silly to some people, but you know what? What would it look like if God healed you completely? Would you be 20? 10, 0, you know what I mean? How? Everyone has sickness. And everybody in that audience that she was talking to has some kind of something that's going to get them one of these days. So the Lord revealed this to me, and I'll try to make it as quick as possible. But He said, I have followed the Lord almost my entire life. I had the bump in the road like everybody does when you're a teenager. I quit drinking when I turned 21. I've never had another drop. I played in bars since I was 14. At 14 to 21, I was a bar musician. And that was my bump in the road. And God delivered me from that. I was saved when I was 9, little churches like this. But since then, I have served God. Everything I do, if I buy a car, I ask God, is this it? If I break down on the road, I'm talking to God. Every little thing, you're raising your kids, you're dealing with your grandkids, money, marriage, all of those things, I have. But that's nothing compared to my eternal existence. Listen to what I just said. Infinite life. My eternal existence I have given to Him, and I trust Him with my eternal life. God said, you got plenty of faith. Just believe. And like I said, I wasn't healed like I wanted to be. But I found myself drawing closer to God. and drawing lines in the sand and saying, God, I used to cross this line. I'm not going to anymore. We all got it. We all got that line. We put it somewhere out there, don't we? And I just moved it a little closer. Well, people told me, said, boy, Joe, this is how dumb people are. They really are. People are dumb. When you get on chemo, you won't be working. You won't be traveling. You won't be doing all those things. And God's going to give you songs. It's going to be wonderful. And boy, I can't wait till you get better and you'll be out there. All you'll just have, it'll be amazing. And the first day, I think I ate a piece of bread. The second day, I think I ate an egg. The third day, I told my wife, I quit. I'd rather die than this. No songwriting. Right before I lost my hands, I wrote one song, and I want to share it with you. Ironically, it's called Have a Little Faith. Well, I believe God made the moon, stars above, made a man and a woman, they would fall in love. He made mountains and the valleys and rivers that would flow. I believe God made for me a place to call my home. The lilies in the valley, the birds up in the air, they don't have a worry, they never have a care. Just like God's creation, He will care for you day. So put your trust in Jesus and have a little faith. Have a little faith of a mustard seed. And you can move a mountain off into the sea. Take God's hand and stand up tall. Represented, and I know there's a lot of drug problems in rural communities, and I know there's a lot of family issues and sickness, and you name it. So if you would stand with me, and I just want to pray for you. And I'll trust that you'll pray for me as I leave in a few minutes here. Just every head bowed, every eye closed, just a minute. Is there anybody in here that has never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior? And you'd be brave enough just to lift your hand up and say, I never have. That's kind of what I figured. Everybody here probably knows Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you. I glorify you. You're our Creator. You're our Redeemer. We trust you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the good things in our life and even the adversity. We thank you for it. So as I look at these folks, I know they've got adversity. And I know you care about it more than I do. And I'm just asking you, Lord, to intervene. And Father, for somebody in the family that needs saved, I pray that you would use us. Give us a divine appointment. One that we'd recognize and use. And make it easy for us, Lord. And Lord, if there's drug problems and family issues and all the things that come with this life in a so fallen world, sickness, disease. We pray against all that. We pray against COVID for sure, because we want to continue to do this right here. And we'll glorify you through that. Bless each home. In this name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hey, if you would sit down, can I sing just one song and let us all sing along a little bit? This is a song called The Long Black Train.
There's a long black train coming down tonight, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin on the evil man. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. You can look to the hills, you can look to the sky, and you can find redemption staring back to your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Victory in the Lord.
watch out, brother, for